Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Now, I just want the name of my wonderful helper. Who's over there at GCN helping me right now? Hey, Aaron, how you doing? All right, we are live. Aaron, if you don't mind, can you get your instant messaging up? Because I got some love notes to give you as we do the show. All right, we are ready to rock and roll. Thank you guys for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I gotta tell you, don't you just hate it when seconds before you're supposed to be on air, just nothing goes right? And then, well, what do? Are you supposed to cover it up? I'm not gonna cover it up. I don't know, I'm not a good actress. I don't know if any of you guys have seen any of my acting. I'm just not a good actress. So, alright, I'm just waiting for Aaron to kind of connect to me. We got a lot to talk about today. But one of the probably biggest issues that came up this week that many of you have kind of been concerned about is the Nevada legislature, the California state legislature, about 26 different states, I think, right now are contemplating how to fill the doctor shortage. And how they're thinking about or contemplating filling the doctor shortage is to give nurse practitioners, physician assistants, we're even hearing in some states pharmacists, optometrists permission to take care of patients and practice medicine and prescribe medicines, evaluate them for diseases and prescribe medicines and treat. Now, you see this as a sign of desperation. Obamacare was obviously pushed through Congress way too quickly without anybody reading the bill. And now we're dealing with the issue of there not being enough providers to provide health care to those who would be covered under Obamacare. I still think a lot of it's a moot point because I don't think we're going to have 35 million people now covered by insurance because, to me, from what I'm noticing in Las Vegas, Nevada, many people don't have insurance because they're only being hired back, if at all, part-time. And so with people not working and getting covered by their employer because the employer is going to just take the tax rather than, insure them, I don't think we're going to have that many millions of people on insurance all of a sudden. But with Medicaid, you are. And we've been talking about this problem for years, how there's not enough Medicaid doctors. But what's happening in at least 26 states' current legislative sessions is they're going to now look at laws allowing nurse practitioners, PAs, to expand their role. Now, this is something we're going to be opening up the phone lines to. I'm sure many of you have heard. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. How do you feel about that? All right, now, we talked about this earlier in the week where many people were like, yeah, I see a PA, I see a nurse practitioner, they're fine. And I'm a medical doctor who has been working with PAs now for 13 years. I love physician assistants. I have worked with nurse practitioners. You know I love the pharmacists. I think the pharmacists and what they do are life-saving. I think pharmacists are underutilized. I think a lot of our optometrists are underutilized. And the argument, the reason why this is even being entertained by our state legislature and multiple other state legislatures is because these providers have said, look, let me step up to the plate. I've had training that I'm not using. Now, my husband's a chiropractor. Okay, Dr. Corey Wax. He has learned how to deliver babies. chiropractic school learned how to do pap smears and rectals. He doesn't. He hasn't done those now since school, so for 15 years, and he probably won't want to start that because that's not been something he's been doing for years. But that's an example of one of the issues we're going to have to look at if we now open up the medical providing floodgates to people who haven't been doing these things for years. Now, for example, nurse practitioners and PAs work with doctors. They're supposed to be working with their doctors pretty closely. All right. I look at every single note any of my physician assistants or nurse practitioners do. All right. I just do. And it's great because being Monday morning quarterback, I go, you want to what? I think I'd like the idea of running a ferritin just to screen for hereditary hemochromatosis. His liver enzymes have been high for a while. Let's double check his bilirubin, but non-fasting. You know, so it's kind of nice because I could, again, integrate my training to the training that the PAs and nurse practitioners have. But you have a lot of other people out there who have been working solely by themselves, not very closely with another doctor. We've had pharmacists, optometrists who really haven't been managing people's diabetes. They're great in terms of being able to identify that there's issues, but they haven't managed diabetes since school. They were trained in it, but they haven't been doing it all these years. So if the state legislature decides, all right, guys, we're going to open it up to all of you now, what do we do? Do we go back and train? Now, I believe in the state legislature where I'm working, I believe the primary focus is nurse practitioners. Then the next focus is PAs. In California is where they're looking at pharmacists and optometrists. Psychologists prescribing, your therapist prescribing, this has been a subject that's been going on for years and has been battled by the medical community for a long time. I mean, remember, we're doctors. You are stepping on our turf. Why the hell would anybody go to medical school if they could go to nurse practitioner school or PA school and get to do the same thing? I mean, if I didn't have to do 36-hour shifts, you know, would I have? So, you know, this is a topic that has obviously been concerning a lot of my listeners, and I'm opening it up to you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Are you comfortable with your state legislature, wherever you live, opening up medical care to where nurse practitioners and PAs could be more independent, may not have to work with a doctor, where your pharmacist gets to prescribe? You know, are we in that need of a doctor where this is something we have to go to? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love it when they have laryngitis. That's the easiest. Nope. Dropped off?
Yeah.
All right.
I have cellulitis. And I went to the doctor, and he gave me some medicine. It didn't cure it up. And I'm just wondering if you have any cure for it other than going back to the doctor again and again. Okay, cellulitis. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. No, go to the doctor. Please, everybody go to the doctor, okay? You know, we have bills to pay. Okay, when it comes to cellulitis, cellulitis is an infection that we will get within the layers of the skin, usually under the epidermis and the dermal layer. Then you have the subcutaneous layer, you have the fatty layer. And unfortunately, cellulitis can spread along these layers. You are aware of having cellulitis when the skin starts to become red and hot and bright and dark pink and shiny. And cellulitis scares us because of the speed at which it can spread. It's not as scary as what we saw with that little girl who had taken Motrin Thanksgiving 2003. You guys heard about that in the news. Little girl had been given Motrin by her mom. Back in 2003, just over-the-counter children's Motrin had gone into a toxic epidermal necrolysis, TEN-type syndrome, where her skin just started to shed. She lost 90% of her skin. A much more severe version of Stevens-Johnson syndrome, which is a skin manifestation from an allergy to a medication or an insult to your body. And, pretty scary stuff. And so, you know, whenever somebody has cellulitis, we don't just like to, even though we could treat it with antibiotics, we don't like to blow something like that off. We have no idea if that's a preceding TEN, you know, type of syndrome, or if this is something that could seed and go into the bloodstream. So, God forbid you have a limb, an arm and a leg, or your abdomen or whatever that has this redness growing, we will do antibiotics. There's really not a lot of natural things out there that I could recommend that would fight cellulitis. Now, a few days ago on my show, one of you asked about a tooth abscess. You wanted to avoid antibiotics in a tooth abscess and was asking about oregano oil, asking about colloidal silver. Even though there's been a lot of naturopathic type of discussions promoting how oregano oil and colloidal silver, if you apply it to the gum, if you're having a gum abscess, I don't see how it would help an actual tooth abscess where the pulp is abscessed. But a gum abscess, yeah, I've heard of some cases where it's worked. I don't have any science behind it. I don't have any studies where I could tell you, being a board-certified family doctor, MD, saying, oh, yeah, go ahead and put that on. But, you know, we do know that there are other things that we could use for infection. For example, a couple days ago, another study surfaced on sugar, putting granulated sugar on your, is that me making that sound? Oh, I love, oh, there we go. Okay. Oh, you know what? Sorry. Is that me? Am I making it? No, that's my, well, my voice is what's irritating you all. Okay. So it's not the sound. Perfect. Okay. So there was a study that came out regarding granulated sugar. And granulated sugar, if you put it on wounds, can heal wounds even better than an antibiotic. Did you guys hear about that? I know, pretty ironic that it comes out as Obamacare unfolds, right? No, sorry, your insurance is not going to cover the Levaquin. Why don't you just put some sugar on it, right? Pour some sugar. Oh, we were singing a lot of Def Leppard. Pour some sugar on me. We thought the reason why Def Leppard sang pour some sugar on me is it had nothing to do with sex. It's that one of them might have had a rectal abscess, and pouring sugar helped, and so they sang a song about it. That's what I thought the origins of that song was, but then one of the callers disagreed with me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Photograph, I'm guessing Def Leppard's song about photograph was about a photograph. That's my guess on that one. Okay, so where are we going? So, going back to cellulitis, there's nothing I could tell you topically that I would feel comfortable with you putting on there. Now, have I treated other topical infections, skin infections, with non-antibiotic pills? Well, yeah, we use Neosporin. Remember in the olden days we used Mercurochrome? Right? Remember Mercurochrome? Your mom would put that on your knee, and it would be a fuchsia, fluorescent pink. And then I guess they took it off the market because we were getting too much mercury. Yeah. So, you know, there's the reason why these topicals have been used for centuries is because some of the metals or some of the osmolality, like, for example, sugar is very osmolar. Right? Okay, no, it has nothing to do with your molars or your teeth. Sugar is very sugary, like salt is very salty. It increases the osmolality. And what the reason why they think sugar works or even salt works on wounds, even though salt stings, is because it draws out the fluid. So the bacteria then end up desiccating. That's the idea behind it. And I know many of you on Facebook said, yeah, you know, my mom used to put honey on my wounds, you know, put sugar on the wounds. And so, you know, the idea of us having something in our cupboard that we could throw on wounds. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Colgate toothpaste, the older white type of Colgate toothpaste. I put that on my husband's infected toe nail because it was the night before and he wasn't going to be able to call his doctor till the next morning. He didn't want to wake the doctor up. So rather than start an antibiotic the next day or wait till the next day, I decided to throw some Colgate toothpaste on it. By the next day, it was almost gone, and he didn't need the antibiotic. Now, remember, I have to be very careful, okay, because I'm on air. I'm a family physician. I'm not allowed to tell you to go and put Colgate toothpaste on your infected toe. Again, this is do as I say, not as I do. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is my mind is very open. I really dig the idea of putting something topical on something and trying to decrease the amount of antibiotics that you always need to put into your system, because I think we overdo antibiotics. We overprescribe all the time. But if we're talking about a cellulitis, to me, that's already too advanced for you to use anything topical, and you got to use antibiotics, oral antibiotics. Make some sense? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Howie from Las Vegas writes, Doctor, I go to Mexico for my medication. I don't need no stinking doctor, he says, nurse practitioner, or anyone else who is going to charge me. Well, Howie, I think that's great, all right, if you found a way to get your medicines cheap. Yeah, I guess in Mexico, the medications are over the counter. I don't know. I mean, can you get anything over the counter? I mean, I thought it was, you could get, like, I think, you could get penicillinina. Right? Penicillin? I don't know how to pronounce it. You could get penicillin. I think you could get Zithromax. I've never tried to get any of my medicines. I'm sure I could say suppository de anusol. I'm sure I could get anusol suppositories if I want to. I just haven't gone to Mexico in a long, long time. But, I mean, is that where medicine is going? Are we going to need to do what other countries are doing that are more socialized, where the medicines are over the counter, you just bypass the doctor completely, go and get your medicine? I mean, you know, many of you, when you come in, you don't come in asking me for my opinion. You come in saying, you know, you tell the nurse, I'm here to see Dr. Dahlia because I want a Z-Pack. And, of course, the nurse goes, Dahlia, he's just here for a Z-Pack. I go, I don't give out Z-Packs. I'm not a Pez dispenser. All right, I'm here to evaluate. And one such patient that I told you guys about was a gentleman who came in wanting a Z-Pack. He had bronchitis, brand new patient. The good news is I knew his mother, and I took care of his mother a while back, and I remember his mother being a diabetic. But I didn't remember any of this because I didn't make the connection until something stopped me and I looked at him, and he looked to me kind of gray. I never met him before, which is kind of an advantage of being a family doctor, because usually you take care of these people for years and you know their family. And so if something doesn't look right, hopefully it'll hit you in the face if you know him. But this was somebody who was new to me, but to me he looked gray. And he was Latino, and most Latinos don't look gray. And I'm like, something's wrong with you. And he's like, what's wrong with me, doc? And I go, do I know any of your family members? He goes, yeah, you know my mother. And immediately I thought diabetic. And I go, you know, you're 40, and I know your mother. Have you been tested for diabetes? He's like, no. All I came in here for was that cold, but if you want to check me for diabetes. So I did a quick finger stick on him, and his sugar level was over the limit on our tester. And our tester at the time could check between 300 and 400. So if this guy was over the limit, something was wrong. And I go, are you having any other symptoms besides the bronchitis? I know you just wanted a Z-Pack, but what else? He's like, I don't know, my tummy hurts. Well, it turns out he was going into diabetic ketoacidosis. And for those of you who know about DKA, you could very easily go into a coma. Now, this coming in for a Z-Pack has got to stop, people. You don't tell your doctor or your medical provider or your nurse practitioner, PA, etc., what you want. If you're coming to us, you're coming to us for our medical opinion, unless this is where you want medicine to go. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do you just want your medicine and flee? Or do you want one of us to just stop and go, something else is wrong? Some of you don't. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, month, 3 month, 1 month, or 7 day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go back to your calls. We got Jim calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Jim, how you doing? Jim, you there?
Better. Yeah, there was a little delay there. Yes, I was wondering, is there anything that can live in your stomach, like a tapeworm or parasite?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Why do you ask?
Well, I've been, for the last several months, I've had different sensations in my stomach and that I wouldn't think should be there. And nothing has really changed in my life. And I put a microphone up to my stomach, and it sounds like something chewing or crunching and grinding in there.
All right. I mean, a tapeworm's not that loud. Are you having diarrhea?
No.
No. I mean, here's the thing. Many people ask, how the hell could a tapeworm or a parasite live through the acidic stomach? Keep in mind, if you do take in these parasites, you take them in as eggs. By the time the eggs get into the intestine, which is less acidic, obviously, they're usually more in larvae form. So it's very easy, you know, to answer your original question, for parasites to pass through stomach acid, bacteria, etc., to get to where they need to go. However, I do commend you, Jim, for thinking about parasites, because most of the time when somebody comes in having gurgling in their stomach and some bloating and gas issues, you know, they usually think, well, maybe irritable bowel or I drank too much beer. And I think parasite infestations are a lot of times overlooked. So my recommendation would be, A, look at your diet. You know, see if there's anything that is making you gassy. I mean, if you put a microphone up to your bowels and, you know, you could kind of hear all the sounds and stuff. And I should probably do that, too, since I just got a brand new microphone, which sounds like it's really sensitive. Pretty fun stuff to hear. You know, to me, that just means you have high motility in your bowels and extra gas. That doesn't necessarily mean you actually have a pathogen.
It's the stomach.
The stomach. Okay. Are you sure? Remember, a lot of the colon and the intestine go up just as high as the stomach. People think they're just... Yeah. So you may not hear what's going on with the stomach as much as the bowel coming up. You know, honestly, I would love for you to one day, you know, tape that, and I'd love to hear it, because especially if you're hearing a churning thing. And to me, that also sounds like you're having trouble digesting something. Even though we think the stomach churns and has a sound to it, I'm sure it does. My guess is it's the gas and the movement of the intestine. Okay?
Okay, I'll tape it and
please, I'd love to hear it. I may not play it on air, but at least email it, all right? Because I would love to hear that. And of course, if anybody wants to hear it, we'll play it on air, because that sounds good. But yeah, go to your doctor, medical provider, have them take a look. And my guess is you are having some digestive issues, but it wouldn't hurt to take a stool sample and look for ova and parasites or bacteria, because if you're noticing something different, maybe you did pick something up. I mean, a lot of us do eat like crap. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, thanks very much.
No problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, a lot of you guys ask me about tapeworms. This is actually a great subject to talk about. Tapeworms, you know you have a worm in your system because when you see it. You know, like pinworms, I mean, sometimes you will see these things coming out the bottom or coming into your stool. But if you don't see them, sometimes the symptoms could be nausea, diarrhea, abdominal pain. You could lose your appetite. You could have weight loss. You could be weak because you're not eating. Well, how many conditions cause those as well? So whenever I have somebody coming in with abdominal pain or weakness or weight loss or even have like vitamin or mineral deficiencies, I will look at their poop. You always got to look at the poop. I don't know. Did anything? I see that Scrubs episode where Turk and JD were singing about, you know, getting a stool sample, right? You know, everything comes down to poop. I mean, it's a great song. And so I really think a lot of us, and I know a lot of you don't even look at your own poop. That's one thing I was taught in medical school. I don't know if it was day one, but I'm sure it was within the first 7 to 10 days, is for all of us to look at our own poop. And we don't like to do that. We think it's gross. We sit on the toilet, we play solitaire, or we listen to Dr. Dolly, a podcast, which I don't mind you doing. I think that's a great activity to do while you're sitting on the toilet. And then you get up and you flush and you don't look back. Or after you use the toilet paper and the toilet paper is floating, you don't try to move the toilet paper away to see what you did. And I can't stand that, because as your doctor, I mean, not as your personal doctor, but with my patients, when I ask them, what does their stool look like? They go, I don't know. You don't know. No blood streaks? Do you? I don't know. I don't look. Why don't you look? Why wouldn't you look at something that, you know, your cats? Have you ever watched your cats or your dogs, you know, take a poop? Not only do they look at it, they sniff it, right? Some bury it, some don't. But animals evaluate their poop. Why do they do that? I don't know, because instinctively they know that that's what tells them what's going on inside their body. And it's extremely important. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's gross. I can't look at that. Take a peek. So then when your doctor or your medical provider asks you what the hell's going on, you could tell them. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lisa writes, Dr. Dahlia, what type of training do physician assistants, nurse practitioners, optometrists have? Okay, we've talked about this. Okay, let me see. Where do I want to go? We're going to go back to the subject that we originally started, talking about how 26 states, from what I understand, whose state legislatures are meeting, are currently looking at allowing nurse practitioners or PAs to be a lot more independent than they currently are. And so many people are concerned that the nurse practitioners and PAs then will be taking over our healthcare. And again, this is a very delicate subject because I've hired PAs. I love PAs. I think my PAs are absolutely phenomenal. And I couldn't live without them. I think some of them have done better than many doctors I've worked with. But I know a lot of you are concerned about how, you know, a lot of you are concerned about, well, if I'm going to start seeing PAs and nurse practitioners because of Obamacare, what type of, you know, what type of training do they have? They actually have more and more training than you think. So we're going to talk about that. But listen, I know some of you are still on the line. So if you don't mind, we're going to talk about the training of nurse practitioners, PAs, mid-levels, and what their training is as opposed to doctor's training. But let's get back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We got Rose on the line. Hey, Rose, how you doing?
Rose, you there? How are you? Yes,
good.
I'm here. Hello?
Good. What's going on?
Yeah, I have a hard time sleeping. I tried ZQL, and I'd like to take something that saves non-HEMS habits for me. I usually fall asleep for 2 hours, and then I'm up the rest of the night.
Do you take naps during the day?
Oh, no.
Good. And then what's your caffeine intake?
Usually, I don't drink a lot of coffee. No, I don't.
Okay, good. How old are you, Rose?
I'll be 70 this June.
Okay. So, you know, you're going through what a lot of us go through. We could fall asleep, but then when we wake up, we're up. And let me ask you, do you have any animals in the house, cats, dogs?
Yeah, but they're very well behaved. They never interfere with my sleep.
Okay, mine do. My cats wake me up every damn night. They like rub tummy, and I don't know why they need their tummy rubbed in the middle of the night. So what I would probably suggest is, you know, I love like the tryptophan foods like turkey. I love the idea of a warm bath or a hot shower before you go to bed. I love the idea of waterfall music, something soothing in the background. I'm also a fan of changing the lights in the room to something very dark blue. I don't use red. Red is too energizing. And then if not, if from a pharmaceutical standpoint, a lot of the providers prefer like Ambien. Of course, we need to use a lower dose in women. So that could also be another option. But falling asleep and staying asleep, it takes a lot of work. Don't go away. We'll be right back, everybody. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, as we move towards socialized medicine, don't worry, Dr. Dolly is here to guide you and to complain and gripe as we go. And don't live in denial. We are moving towards socialized medicine. We have to. Did you guys hear about the latest cluster with Obamacare, where apparently there was a high risk pool of money for people who couldn't wait till Obamacare kicked in with pre-existing conditions, who were able to tap in on funds so they could have health insurance that would cover them for pre-existing medical problems. Well, I guess the Obama administration said these state-based high-risk pools that were set up in the healthcare law are going to be closed to new applicants as of today. And then, as you know, for other states, March 2nd. So I guess people who enrolled in these high-risk pools, nobody foresaw that if you, I guess, have pre-existing conditions, your health care dollars would probably exceed what the health insurance was paid for. And so the government funding, I believe they had, I'm trying to think how many millions of dollars, oh, actually billion, of the original $5 billion, they think that money is going to be completely dried up by the year 2013. So already, things that they promised, they're not able to carry out. Now, can the Obama administration go, sorry, my bad, we're not giving you all health care, we're not going to, you know, give the states extra fundings, et cetera? No. No, they're just going to say, all right, states, you deal with it. So, you know, as we see Obamacare unfold, it's just when, it's probably the I don't want to say the sole reason, but one of the biggest pushes we are going to have towards going towards socialized medicine, which to me, it scares the hell out of me. And so, in addition to the government not having funds to carry out their Obamacare promises, we also don't have doctors to carry out the care that Obamacare promised. And as we talked about in the beginning part of the show, many states are in their current state legislatures that have just met this last month, that are going to be taking over this next session, and working through this next session. They are going to be contemplating laws to allow nurse practitioners, PAs, etc., to be more independent. Okay, and again, it's a very touchy subject for me because I love nurse practitioners and PAs. I work with them closely, but I am also a doctor, and I put in a lot of money to be a doctor. I put in a lot of years to be a doctor, and I have seen the style of practice, and I always want to go for broke. Okay, I love it that nurse practitioners and PAs work together. I think doctors should work together with other doctors. I love bouncing things off other doctors. But once you legally allow somebody to practice independently, are they going to, from the nurse practitioner or PA side of it, still consult a doctor? Will there be doctors even around for them to consult with? Now, many of you throughout the week have said, Dahlia, they do fine. I've been seeing nurse practitioners and PAs, they do fine. They do fine. Some of them do better than fine. They do phenomenal. Some of them do phenomenally. But there are others that don't. They need a lot of hand-holding. Now, why is that? Well, one of you had asked, what are their training? In the olden days, you did not need to have a college degree to become a physician's assistant. You could go right to physician assistant school right out of high school. All right, not that I'm saying a college degree gives a person instinct by any means, but, you know, it allows them to be a little bit more seasoned. Nowadays, though, I believe all physician assistants, and correct me if I'm wrong, all physician assistant schools mandate a college degree. After that college degree, I believe it's a 2-3 year program, and then they can practice under the supervision of a doctor. Nurse practitioners, they go through nursing school. Many of them do have college. They become an RN. After going through all the years of becoming an RN, they also have the additional years to become a nurse practitioner. But still, not the same type of years that a doctor puts in. But again, the years isn't the sticking point to this. With medical school, I've told you, after high school, I did 4 years of undergrad, then 4 years of medical school. You get your degree, but then you have to do a residency anywhere from 3 to 6 years. And it used to be shorter, but now it's longer. So for me, I was able to start practicing after 11 years of training. But there's something to that training that I had as a doctor that we would need nurse practitioners and physician assistant schools to add, and quickly. They might as well start adding this now. When you're a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant, you know that you're always going to have a doctor to fall back on. There's going to be a doctor there that you're collaborating with or working with. And there's always going to be a doctor who's going to take on the liability. When you're going to medical school, though, however, and you're working those 36-hour shifts, which I know has been changed now and lightened up, and you're being yelled at by doctors, I was being yelled at by doctors, you're going to effing kill somebody. You're going to kill somebody. You don't do it that way. And all I was doing was pulling out a piece of paper. I mean, I wasn't even operating yet. But I mean, and then being smacked with instruments and being yelled and ridiculed, etc. You're always being, shall I say, you're always being browbeated with the idea that you are where the buck stops. And I believe your approach to the patient is a hell of a lot different than if you are going through a program where, well, it's the doctor's liability. When I worked, I discussed this earlier this week, when I was an ER physician in Lake Havasu, and it was my own license, my Arizona license. I got my license in Arizona first because I only needed 1 year of residency at the time, and I was taking care of patients. Knowing my own license was on the line, I still studied even more. I still treated the patient differently than I did when I was training, because when I was training, I always had a superior officer. So even though I knew it would be my neck, there was always somebody above me that I could still hide under their wings, or I could grab their what's it called, their skirt, your hang on their skirt or coattails. All right. But when I was on my own in Arizona, oh my gosh. So then when these physician assistants or nurse practitioners interview with me and they go, yeah, you don't need to do PAPSRs now until they're 21, even if they're sexually active. I go, okay, no. Okay, your license is on the line here. What if you have a 12-year-old who's been having sex? You're not going to PAP him for 9 years? But the guidelines. Now, you see, in nurse practitioner school and PA school, they're taught guidelines. Well, that's fine and dandy. In medical school, you're taught the guidelines. But then every doctor you rotate and train with say, all right, yeah, you take the guidelines, fine, but now you take what I say, and let me tell you what's going on in real life. So we doctors then have to take our nurse practitioners and PAs and teach them the real life stuff, in addition to instinct, etc. Now, some of you have been seeing nurse practitioners for years. You're loving them. They've been taking care of you. They've gained the instinct. They've gained your respect. They know you. They know when something's up. And honestly, they're amazing. You don't have to be, I mean, you don't have to go to medical school to be a phenomenal medical care provider. You don't have to. But if you're going to have state legislatures now open up healthcare to everybody, psychologists, pharmacists, optometrists, being able to prescribe, then they need to, if they aren't going to go back and train, you need to make sure that these new people training are going to get the same intensity that we doctors got. And by intensity, I'm talking blood, sweat, and tears. I lost urine while I was on those wards. I mean, it is, and I'm sure somebody lost some semen. I mean, it was vicious. But then at that point, why the hell would anybody go to medical school? I mean, if there's such a big demand for nurse practitioners and PAs, and this is where the market's going, and you don't have to go through all the school and all the cost, and you don't have to pay for the high malpractice, because nurse practitioners and PAs malpractice is way cheaper, because again, it always goes back to the doctor. Who the hell's going to want to go to medical school? So again, this is something we really need to look at. All right, guys, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. I'll be back on Monday. God bless.
Church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag. The one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.